Tonight, Broadway celebrates the end of the season with the 65th annual Tony Awards, the Great White Way's version of the Oscars. It's been a banner year for Broadway, with over $1 billion in box office receipts and some sparkling performances. Reporter Jeff London profiles two of this season's best acting nominees.
There are three names above the marquee at the Court Theater, where a revival of Garson Kanin's 1946 comedy, Born Yesterday, is playing. Two of them are familiar TV names, Jim Belushi, who plays a corrupt businessman, and Robert Sean Leonard, who plays a virtuous reporter. But audiences might be forgiven if they've never heard of the third name, Nina Arianda, who plays the not-so-dumb blonde Billy Dawn, the pivotal role made famous on Broadway and in film by Judy Holliday. It was certainly a question Robert Sean Leonard had when his agent called, offering him the part.
I said to my agent, I love this play, I love this role, but I'm going to have to go on your word here. Is this the girl? Do they have the girl? And he said, this is her. This is who we've been waiting for. And boy, was he right.
I don't suppose you got a chance to read my piece.
What are you talking? Of course I did, twice.
What do you think?
Well, I think it is the best thing I ever read. I didn't understand one word.
Nina Arianda, at age 26, is making her Broadway debut in Born Yesterday. She received rave reviews for her performance, but admits she was nervous taking on a role so identified with another actress.
I thought, okay, why is it iconic? Is it because of Judy Holliday? I think it's become that, but I think it stems from the text. And the text is timeless, and the text is fantastic, and it makes a performance iconic. So if I thought of it that way, it took a little pressure off myself and allowed me to kind of do exactly what I could do, which was just do it my way.
Let me ask you. You one of these talkers? Or would you be interested in a little action?
Huh?
I got a yen for you right off.
Hmm. Do you get many?
Now and then.
What do you do about them?
Stick around, you'll find out.
Arianda's career has been on a fast track since she got her graduate degree from NYU just 2 years ago. Last season, she made a splash in an off-Broadway show, Venus and Fur, and has since worked on several movies, including Woody Allen's latest, Midnight in Paris. Arianda got the stage bug as a child in Paterson, New Jersey. By the time she was 16, she was studying acting in a summer program at the Royal Academy in London. She well remembers going to the open-air Globe Theatre to see a production of Shakespeare's Cymbeline, directed and starring Tony-nominated actor Mark Rylance. She stood in front of the stage and says by the end of the play, she was sobbing.
And then he blew me a kiss off stage, and I was just, that even worsened my sobs. But that was one of those theater moments that kind of really makes you want it more. You know, when you see a performance like that, it makes you want it even more. It gets you hungrier in a way.
A couple of blocks away at the Music Box Theater, that same Mark Rylance is starring in the Tony-nominated British import Jerusalem. It's been quite a year for him. This fall, he appeared in a Broadway revival of La Bête, where he played a vulgar 17th-century performer named Valère, and did a 25-minute tour de force monologue in rhyming couplets.
Valère was so innocent, so childlike, really. I mean, a terrible, terrible character. You wouldn't want to spend much time with him at all. But to play him was very immediate and like being a kind of insect, really.
What a foolish waste of time to count. Devotion comes to nothing if we come to summarize devotion in a sum. It's a tiny play on words.
As splashy as that was, Rylance's Tony nomination is for his role in Jerusalem, which has been described as a kind of state of the British nation play. His character, Johnny Rooster Byron, is a former daredevil who lives in the woods and deals drugs to teenagers. Rylance says Rooster cuts closer to the bone.
Rooster is more to do with me being 51 and the end of my life approaching. you know, still some years off, but that whole thing of being around 50 and thinking, well, you're not getting younger, and here's where we've been so far, and where do we want to go, these kind of things, it throws me into much deeper waters as I approach performances and leave performances.
Byron tells tall tales, mixing the mythic with the contemporary.
All Byron boys are born with their own teeth. 32 chompers, hair in them's chest, no weeping, no wailing, talking straight off. This one, me, he sits up, wipes the dew from his eyes and calls, Mother, what is this dark place? And she replied, 'Tis England, my boy.
Playwright Jez Butterworth says he shaped the role of Rooster for Rylance after meeting him several years ago and discussing a very early draft of the play.
It was one of those meetings that you came away from when I first met him that you knew that this was going to be, you know, one of the important collaborations of your life. You just knew straight away.
And the result of that meeting, which has already won Rylance and Butterworth awards here and in England, could lead to a Tony Award for one or both of them tonight. The Tony Awards will be broadcast live on CBS at 8 p.m. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
To see scenes featuring some of the nominees and to read Jeff London's Tony predictions, go to npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon.